Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 18, text number 68.
Čitamo iz Bhagavad Gita kakva jeste, 18. poglavlje, stih 68.
Ya idam paramam bhuyam madvate svavadashiti pati mayi param kritva mame vaishatya samshayaha. One who explains the supreme secret to the devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed, at the end he'll come back to me.
Onaj ko objašnjava ovu uzmišljenu tajnu bhaktama, sigurno će dotići čisto predano služenje i na kraju doći k meni. Smisao što propada. Obično se savjetuje da o Bhagavad Giti govorimo samo u društvu bhakta, jer oni koji nisu bhakte nikada neće shvatiti ni Krišnu ni Bhagavad Gitu. Oni koji ne prihvaćaju Krišnu takvoga kakav jest i Bhagavad Gitu takvu kakva jest, ne bi trebali pokušavati da hirovito objašnjavaju Bhagavad Gitu i time počine uvrede. Bhagavad Gitu trebamo objašnjavati osobama koje su spremne da prihvate Krišnu kao središnju božansku osobu. Ona je namijenjena samo bhaktama, a ne filozofskim špekulatorima. Međutim, onaj koji iskreno pokušava predstaviti Bhagavad Gitu takvu kakva jest, napredovat će u predanom služenju i dostići razinu čiste predanosti. Zahvaljujući takvoj čistoj predanosti, sigurno će se vratiti kući Bogu.
Ya idam paramam bhuyam madvate svavadashiti pati mayi param kritva mame vaishatya samshayaha. One who explains the supreme secret to the devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed, at the end he will come back to me.
Onaj ko objašnjava ovu uzvišenu tajnu bhaktama, sigurno će dostići čisto predano služenje i na kraju doći k meni.
Vamo Vishnu Vraya Krishna Pradastaya Srimati Bhakti Vraya Swami Tinamane Namaste Sarasvati Deve Oramani Vrchane Nirvishe Shashunyavani Pashchatra. So Krishna has already explained who we shouldn't explain the Bhagavad Gita to.
Krishna je već objasnio kome ne trebamo objašnjavati Bhagavad Gitu.
Which includes practically everyone.
A to praktično uključuje sve ljude.
We wonder if we should read it to ourselves.
Pitamo se da li bi sam sebi to trebao čitati.
But in any case, one can explain Bhagavad Gita in different ways, or at least the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, according to time, place, and circumstance.
Ali u svakom slučaju osoba bi mogla ipak objašnjavati određenim ljudima ovu Bhagavad Gitu u skladu sa vremenom, mjestom i okolnostima.
We can see from the example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Možemo to vidjeti iz primjera Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Yari deka tari kaha krishna lupadesh amara agai guruhana tari desh. That whoever you meet, you should tell them about Krishna.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je rekao, koga god da sretnete, trebate mu pričati o Krišni.
Yari deka, which means anyone you see, Yari deka tari kaha, you should tell them Krishna upadesh, about the topics about Krishna.
Znači, u tom stihu se kaže Yari deka, odnosno koga god da sretnete, tara kaha, znači trebate mu pričati, Krišna upadesh o Krišni.
Basically, we have the Upadeshamrita, so it's the, how is that translated, Upadeshamrita? Nectar of devotion, nectar of instruction. So these are, we should tell them Krishna's instructions.
Kao što imamo Upadeshanamritu, što znači zapravo u prijevodu nektar upustava i to je upravo nektar upustava u svjesnosti Krišne.
Just like Lord Nityananda, who's Lord Chaitanya's representative.
Isto kao što je gospodin Nityananda, koji je predstavnik gospodina Chaitanya.
He go door to door and with a straw in his mouth, roll on people's. And people would answer the door, he'd roll on the floor.
On je išao od kuće do kuće i kucao ljudima na vrata sa slamkom u ustima i kad bi mu ljudi otvorili vrata, on bi se valjao na podu ispred njihovog praga.
And humbly implore them.
I ponesno bi ih preklinjao
to Bolo Krishna, Vaja Krishna, Koro Krishna Shiva. Chant Krishna's name.
On je govorio Bolo Krishna, Vaja Krishna, znači pjevate Krishna ime.
Worship Krishna.
Obožavajte Krishna.
And follow Krishna's instruction.
I slijedite njegovo uputstvo.
Some people they accepted it.
Neki su ljudi to prihvatili.
And some people said, this person, and he was with Haridas Thakur.
Nityananda Prabhu je bio sa Haridas Thakurom, i onda su neki ljudi rekli, ovaj čovjek.
They're probably representatives of some daikos.
Oni su vjerovatno predstavnici nekih razbojnika.
They've come here to see what we have in our house.
Došli su da izvide šta mi imamo u našoj kući.
And when later on they'll come back with their friends and they'll steal everything from our house.
A kasnije će se vratiti sa svojim prijateljima i pokrasti sve što imamo u kući.
Some of them said, capture these rogues and beat them.
Neki od ljudi su rekli, uhvatite ove propalice i istucite ih.
Some said, call the police and have them arrested.
Neki su rekli, zovite policiju i neka ih policija uhapsi.
But Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakura would just be very gleefully going door to door, telling people, Bolo Krishna, Vaja Krishna, Koro Krishna Shika.
Ali gospodin Nityananda i Haridas Thakur, oni su samo išli puni radosti i blaženstva od kuće do kuće i govorili su Bolo Krishna, Vaja Krishna, Koro
Krishna
Shika.
And we can see they even approached the two rogues, Jagai and Madhai.
I možemo vidjeti da su prišli čak i dvojici razbojnika, propalica, Jagai i Madhai.
Who certainly fit into the category of persons who are napaskaya, napataskaya.
Znači oni svakako Jagai i Madhai spadaju u ovu kategoriju ljudi koji se zovu napataskaya.
And they were napataskaya.
I oni su isto bili i na Bhaktaya,
na Chashushaya,
i na Chashushaya,
and Abhisuya.
I Abhisuya.
They had all the they had the first three disqualifications.
Oni su posjedovali prve tri diskvalifikacije.
But they never blasphemed the Vaishnavas.
Ali nikada nisu klevetali Vaishnava.
Therefore it can't be said they're envious.
I zbog toga se ne može reći da oni da su zavidni.
Although they did hit Lord Nityananda, one of them, Madhai, hit Lord Nityananda in the forehead with a rock.
Iako jesu udarili gospodina Nityananda, odnosno jedan od njih, tačnije Madhai, je pogodio sa kamenom je pogodio gospodina Nityananda u čelu.
Therefore they were about to get their... They were certainly offensive.
I zbog tog djela svakako da su počinili uvredu.
In any case, by Lord Nityananda's mercy, they were delivered.
Ali u bilo kojem slučaju, milošću gospodina Nityananda, oni su oslobođeni.
So though devotees have to appropriately preach.
I zbog toga bhakte trebaju da prikladno, na odgovarajući način propovjedaju.
Just like we can see Lord Chaitanya's movement was mostly chanting Hare Krishna in public.
Kao što možemo vidjeti da pokret gospodina Čekanja Mahaprabhua većinom pjevao sveto ime u javnosti.
And distributing prasadam.
I dijelio prasadam.
We don't find Lord Chaitanya sitting down and giving a Bhagavatam discourse, at least not in public.
Nismo vidjeli nigdje da je gospodin Čekanja sjedio u privatnosti i vodio razgovor o Bhagavatamu, barem to nije radio javno.
Certainly he didn't sit down and give a Bhagavad Saptaha.
Svakako da nije sjeo i dao Bhagavad Saptaha.
He didn't even give daily Bhagavad Gita class.
Čak nije ni držao dnevne lekcije iz Bhagavad Gita.
So, we don't even find him giving any class.
Vidjeli smo da on nije držao nikakve lekcije.
So, in public, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just danced and chanted.
U javnosti, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je samo plesao i pjevao.
Of course, his dancing and chanting was quite effective.
Naravno, Njegovo pjevanje i plesanje je dalo dosta rezultata.
Just by hearing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanting Hare Krishna, people in South India became devotees of Krishna.
Samo čuvši kako gospodin Chaitanya pjeva Hare Krishna, ljudi u Južnoj Indiji su postali Krishnine bhakte.
And persons who heard, the persons who had heard Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanting also became devotees.
A ljudi koji su čuli, ljude koji su čuli Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kako pjeva su također postali bhakte.
So his chanting was very powerful.
Tako da je njegovo pjevanje bilo veoma moćno.
But still he didn't preach the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. To common people.
Ali ipak on nije propovjedao filozofiju svjesnosti Krishne, bar ne običnim ljudima.
We find he only spoke philosophy to very elevated scholars.
Mi vidimo da je on pričao o filozofiji samo veoma uzvišenim učenjacima.
Like Prakashananda Sarasvati or Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
Kao što su Prakashananda Sarasvati ili Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
And sometimes he talked about Krishna's pastimes with devotees such as Prabodhananda Sarasvati.
I ponekad je pričao o Krishnim zabavama sa baktama kao što je bio Prabodhananda Sarasvati.
Venkatabhata. But he only talked about Krishna's pastimes in the Rasa Lila with the gopis only with 3.5 confidential associates.
Ali o Krishnim intimnim povjerljivim zabavama kao što su Rasa Lila sa gopijama pričao je samo sa 3.5 povjerljivih bakta.
Through Damodara.
Znači, preko Damodara.
Ramananda Roy.
Sika Mihiti.
And Madhavi.
I sa...
Madhavi.
Otherwise, he generally, even with the scholars, generally he didn't talk so much philosophy.
Ali općenito sa učenjacima nije baš tako pričao puno o filozofiji.
Of course, our example in the modern age is Prabhupada.
Naravno, naš primjer u modernom vremenu je Srila Prabhupada.
Or we find that our disciple succession of devotees were quite philosophical.
Ili možemo vidjeti da smo mi kroz svoje učeničko nasljeđe poprilično filozofski nastrojeni.
Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he instructed Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami in philosophy.
Zato što je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dao uputstva Sanatana Goswami i Rupa Goswami upravo o filozofiji.
Who have given us so many literatures.
Oni su nam dali toliko mnogo knjiga.
Which is the basis of our preaching.
A te knjige su temelj ili osnova našeg propovjedanja.
Whether it be the nectar of devotion, the nectar of instruction.
Bilo da se to radi o ambrozi predanosti ili ambrozi uputstava.
Satsandarbhas.
Ili da se to radi o satsandarbama.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's representatives have given us so much philosophy.
Predstavnici Chaitanya Mahaprabhu su nam dali toliko puno filozofije.
And of course it's expected that we try to understand the philosophy and then present it appropriately.
I naravno očekuje se da mi pokušamo razumjeti filozofiju i da je na odgovarajući i prikladan način predstavimo.
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, here Krishna says, anyone who does it, they become very dear to me.
I ovdje Krishna kaže u tom stihu, koga da to radi, postaje meni jako drag.
So, Krishna has explained that he's God.
Tako da Krishna objašnjava da je on Bog.
And Krishna says that anyone who explains that I'm God, he becomes very dear to me.
I Krishna objašnjava bilo ko da govori i objašnjava drugima da sam ja Bog je meni veoma drag.
How to explain that requires some intelligence.
Sada kako to objasniti, za to objašnjavanje potrebno je malo inteligencije.
In any case, the holy name is the principal means that people become elevated in Kali Yuga.
Ali u bilo kojem slučaju sveto ime je sredstvo kojim se ljudi uzdižu u Kali Jugu.
But many people chant Hare Krishna.
Ali mnogi ljudi pjevaju Hare Krishna.
But they have the wrong idea who Krishna is.
Međutim imaju pogrešnu predstavu o tome ko je Krishna.
Therefore they don't chant, they chant the Nama Aparad.
I zbog toga ne pjevaju pravilno, već pjevaju sa uvredama, to se zove Nama Aparada.
Without some basic understanding of who Krishna is, then one's chanting will not be very powerful.
bez osnovnog razumijevanja ko je Krišna, onda naše pjevanje, ako tako mantramo, naše mantranje neće biti veoma moćno.
Especially if you hear it from a person who has the wrong understanding.
Posebno ako to čujete od osobe koja je pogrešno shvatila.
Lips, milk touched by the lips of a serpent has a poisonous effect.
Neko koje je dotaknula zmija svojim jezikom ima otrovan efekat.
Therefore, generally, it's advised not to hear the philosophy of the holy name from the Mayavadis.
Zbog toga se općenito savjetuje da uopšte nije povoljno ni dobro ni teoretika koje pomoći da slušamo filozofiju ili slušamo svetom imenu od Mayavadija.
Therefore, we have to hear from the actual devotees in the disciple succession.
Zbog toga trebamo slušati od pravih bhakta koji dolaze kroz lanac učeničkog nasljeđa.
Try to accept the principles.
I trebamo pokušati da prihvatimo principe.
Follow the instructions.
Da slijedimo uputstva.
Try to develop a favorable attitude towards Krishna.
Da pokušamo da razvijemo povoljan stav prema služenju Krishne.
And then the result is the preaching will become effective.
I kao rezultat svega toga, naše propovjedanje će imati rezultata.
And one will be able to help people understand their relation with Krishna.
I ako tako postupamo, mi ćemo biti u stanju da pomognemo ljudima da shvate svoj odnos, svoju poziciju u odnosu sa Krišnom.
And hopefully engage them in the activities of devotional service.
I nadajmo se da ćemo im moći pomoći da se uključe u predano služenje.
So they have the best opportunity to become in Krishna consciousness.
Jer tako u predanom služenju oni će imati najbolju priliku da postanu svjesni Krišne.
So we'll stop there.
Pa ja ću stati ovdje, imam nekih pitanja.
Yes.
Da.
So you just mentioned that if we hear Hare Krishna from the lips of Mayavadi, that can be poisonous.
Yeah, so it says.
I just listened to a kirtan of one famous Mataji who is kirtaniya in ISKCON. Her name is Karnamrita.
Yeah.
And she is singing in Mayapur, and she said, there are 200 of us here, but I was with Krishnadas. No, she didn't say that she was, but she said, Krishna Das sang in front of 1,000 people and all of them paid $50 to participate in that kirtan. And all of them were like very happy. So, basic question is, singing of people like him, what kind of impact it can have to devotees?
What's that?
So singing by people like him, like Krishna Das, who I'm sure you know who he is.
Yeah, I know who he is.
What kind of impact can it have to the spiritual life of devotees?
Devotees? What does he have to do with the devotees?
Well, he was here recently, for example. He was traveling around the Balkans and participating in a tour, and devotees were at least in the audience. What kind of impact to progressing Krishna consciousness such kirtan may have? I hope you understand my question. If not,
I'm partial. Do you want to translate?
Yes, I will. Pošto Maharaj rekao da trebamo paziti od koga slušamo, čak i Hare Krishna mantru, da je ne bi trebalo slušati od Mayavadija, pitao sam kakav efekat bi mogli imati takav efekat mi mogli imati koji slušamo možda ponekad Krišna Dasa, bio je tu našoj okolini, pjevao je, mi smo bili na tim programima. A poznato je da on nije, jel, Vaishnava u tom smislu.
Well, Krishna Das, what's his philosophy?
Koja je filozofija Krishna Das?
Everything is mine.
Don't know much, but I heard he's my one.
Yeah, so what kind of effect?
And he preached my other philosophy also.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Often.
Oh, so what kind of effect will it?
That's my question to you, not...
It says if you hear from Mayavadis, Prabhupada writes, you become contaminated.
Ako slušate od Mayavadija, Šrila Prabhupada piše u svojim knjigama, onda ćete biti zagađeni ili kontaminirani.
Why would anyone want to go and hear from a Mayavadi?
Zašto bi ko želio ići i slušati od Mayavadija?
Then why there is 1,000 people who want to pay $50 to attend such kirtan and only 200 in Mayapur who get it for free?
Because the whole world is full of Maya bodies.
Zašto onda ovaj hiljade ljudi žele platiti $50 da idu slušati maha mantru od Krišnadasa, a samo je 50 marta u Majapuru gdje mogu slušati sve to ime besplatno? Maharaj je odgovorio, zato što je čitav svijet pun Maja vadija.
Anything else?
It was rather an exchange of something to confirm what you were saying.
Yes.
Nisam baš.
Ne, ako nemske pravilo reći pitanje.
I apologize if I do not ask the question in proper way.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, kad je prestao, on je, neki su prihvatili ga, neki ne.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing, some people accepted him and some not.
Kako ja vidim, ako mogu pravilno da vidim, on je sam Bog i on sve što pogleda mora biti čisto.
The way I see it, if my vision is proper at all, he is God himself, and when he glances, when he looks at somebody, everything, when something, everything has to become pure.
Kako neko ne može biti čist kad on pogleda?
How is it possible that somebody does not become pure when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu casts a glance at him?
Because they don't look at him.
Zato što oni ne gledaju njega.
No, here's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu right here.
Evo, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je upravo tu.
So he's looking at all of us, why don't we become pure?
Gleda sve nas, zašto mi nismo postali čisti?
Because we don't reciprocate with him.
Zato što mi ne uzvraćamo.
Krishna doesn't force anyone to surrender.
Krishna nikoga ne prisiljava da mu se preda.
We have to surrender.
Mi sami moramo se predati.
Then we can give Krishna's mercy.
Onda kad se predamo možemo dati Krishnu milost.
Therefore preaching has to be there so we learn how to surrender.
Zbog toga propovjedanje mora biti prisutno da bi mi naučili kako da se predamo.
Otherwise Krishna was here 5000 years ago.
U suprotnom slučaju ako propovjedanja nema, šta će onda biti, jer Krishna je ovdje bio 5000 godina.
Understood he was Krishna. He was God.
Vrlo malo ljudi je znalo da je on Krishna, da je Bog. Možda samo neki ljudi u Vrindavanu su znali da je Krishna bio Bog.
Otherwise, most of the people came to visit it, came to fight with him.
U suprotnom slučaju, većina ljudi koji su došli u kontakt s Krišnom, došli su da se bore s njim.
Kali Ivana had 32 million Yavana soldiers to come to fight with him. Kali Ivana.
Kali Ivana je imao nekoliko stotina hiljada vojnika i došao da se bori s njim.
They didn't come to surrender to Krishna.
Oni nisu došli da se predaju Krišnu.
Jarasandha had 18 Akshohini divisions come to fight with Krishna 18 times.
How many Akshohini?
18.
Jarasandha je imao 18 Akshohini, odnosno velikih divizija vojnika, i došao je na bojno polje da se bori s njim.
18
puta.
Most people didn't appreciate Krishna very much.
Tako u to vrijeme većina ljudi nije baš puno cijenila Krishnu.
So, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we couldn't understand. Most people couldn't understand.
Čak i Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a većina ljudi nije mogla se shvatiti.
Because that's Krishna says, "Naham prakasha sarvasha, yoga maya samavrita, mudo yao yo vijanandi, loko yam ajam avina." I've never manifested to the foolish and unintelligent.
Zato što sam Krishna kaže, ja se nikada ne ispoljavam, nikad se manifestiram budalostima i onima koji nema inteligenciju, nekad se ne otkrivam njima.
For them I'm covered by my eternal creative potency, yoga maya.
Zbog toga mene prekriva moja vječna duhovna energija, yoga maya.
And therefore they do not know that I'm unborn and infallible.
Zbog toga oni ne znaju da sam ja neređen i bezgrešan, bez greški. Ne pogrešio stvarno.
That's why you need spiritual guidance.
Zato ti je potrebno duhovno vođstvo.
To become qualified so Krishna can reveal himself.
Da bi postao kvalificiran kako bi se Krishna mogao otkriti.
but remain foolish and unintelligent, Krishna can't reveal himself.
Ali ako ostanemo budalosti i bez inteligencije, onda nam se Krishna ne može otkriti.
Or he won't.
Ili nam se neće otkriti. Ne želi.
Anything else?
Ima li još nekih pitanja?
Ja pitam Maharaja, koliko je važno za bhakte da, recimo, kao što je jučer rekao da o toj diskriminaciji, da bhakte recimo svakodnevno slušaju Bhagavad Gitu ili ne znam, da možda pohađaju bhakti šastri kurs ili tako nešto da bi mogli da ona i da propovijedaju i da imaju diskriminaciju.
Znači koliko je važno da slušaju Bhagavad Gitu ili bhakti šastri? Because you said yesterday, Maharaj, that it is very important for us to learn to properly discriminate. How important it is, how important is it actually to hear Bhagavad Gita regularly or actually Bhakti Shastri, take a Bhakti Shastri course?
So it's more important to hear it regularly, Bhagavad Gita.
Važnije je da se redovno sluša Bhagavad Gita.
Probably. He set up a program by which we have classes regularly.
Šta Prabhupada je postavio taj program da redovno imamo lekcije.
So it's understood that, I mean, Bhagavad Gita is ultimately not so complicated.
Jer Bhagavad Gita isto također nije baš tako komplicirana.
It's meant to convince us that Krishna's God.
Ona je upravo namijenjena da nas ubijedi da je Krishna Bog.
So if we regularly attend classes, gradually we'll accept that Krishna's God.
Stoga ako redovno pohađamo lekciju, postepeno mi ćemo prihvatiti da je Krishna Bog.
Yes.
How to deal with envious persons, and I do not specifically mean ISKCON, when we are working and we are facing persons who are envious towards us, how should we try to heal ourselves? Kako treba da se ponašamo sa zavidnim osobama i pritom ne mislim baš sad na ISKCON, nego na primjer u poslovnim sredinama, kada je neko zaviden prema nama, kako bi se trebalo postaviti?
Well, envious persons, upeksha, when it's supposed to simply kind of neglect.
Zavidne osobe trebamo jednostavno zanemariti.
In other words, better to try not to deal with them.
Drugim riječima, bolje ne pokušati da se s njima ophodimo uopšte.
If you deal with them, you'll just get into trouble.
Ako se s njima ophodimo, ako uđemo u neku interakciju, samo ćemo zapasti u problem.
Unless you're powerful enough to make them not envious.
Osim ako nismo dovoljno moćni da ih učinimo nezavidni.
Or else they'll just give you problems.
U suprotnom slučaju samo će zadavati probleme.
Just like a snake.
Isto kao zmija.
If a snake is passing by, you just neglect it.
Ako zmija prolazi pored vas, samo je zanemarite.
If you try to grab it, it'll bite you.
Ako pokušate da je uhvatite, ona će vas ubiti.
If you run away from it, it might chase after you and bite you.
Ako pobignete od nje, otrčite, onda će moći, ona isto, možda će krenuti za vama da vas ugrize.
But most snakes, if you just ignore it, they'll just pass by and they won't bother you.
Ali većina zmija, ako ih samo ignorirate i prođete pored njih, onda on vas neće maltretirati.
Anything else?
Malo još nešto?
Kad možemo znati da smo mi na tom nivou da možemo nekome reći nešto Bhagavad Gita, da možemo predstaviti Bhagavad Gita.
How can we know that we are at that level where we can say something about Bhagavad Gita to somebody else?
We'll try it out and see what happens.
Pa probaj i vidi šta će se
desiti.
But if I make an offense?
Well, how can you make an offense? What kind of offense would you make?
Pa kako ćeš napraviti uvred, kakvu vrstu uvredni nam mogao napraviti?
Pa ako nisam još na tom nivou da mogu objasniti Bhagavad Gita, želio bih.
Well, if I'm still not at that level to be able to explain Bhagavad Gita, but I want to.
You can explain that people are not their body.
Možeš uvijek objasniti da ljudi nisu to tijelo.
If you tell people their body is changing.
Možeš reći ljudima da se njihovo tijelo mijenja.
Most people won't be offended.
I kad to kažeš, većina ljudi se neće ugriziti.
And if you tell them that they're the person who's within the body, who's conscious of the body.
Ako im kažeš da su oni osoba koja je u unutrašnjosti tijela, osoba koja je zapravo svjesna u tom tijelu.
Most people will have to admit that they are the person in the body.
Većina ljudi će morati da prizna da oni jesu ta osoba koja se nalazi u tijelu.
Unless there are many people in their body.
osim ako nema puno ljudi u njihovom tijelu.
So we can explain the basics.
Stoga možemo uvijek objasniti osnove.
And if people don't listen, they won't listen.
A ako ljudi neće da nas slušaju, onda jednostavno neće da nas
slušaju. Try to find someone who will listen.
Pokušaj da pronađeš nekoga ko hoće da sluša.
Or at least preach to your cat or dog or something.
Ili barem propovedaj svoje mačke ili psu nekome.
Meni može.
They surely won't get be offended.
Mačka ili pas se sigurno neću ubijeti.
Sveto ime, ako pjeva osoba koja su veći stav, šta se dešava to osoba?
Ako, šta se dešava ako osoba pjeva sa uvredljivim stavom sveto ime?
What happens to a person who chants the holy name with an offensive attitude?
What happens?
Mm-hmm. What happens to the person?
I don't know.
If he or she chants with an offensive attitude.
He doesn't make any progress.
Takva osoba ne napreduje.
To znači da sveto ime želi da osoba se degradira.
That means that the holy name wants the person to be degraded.
Yeah, sure.
Da.
Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna to kaže u Bhagavad Gita.
For those who are envious and mischievous, the lowest among mankind, I cast into the lower species of life.
One koji su zavidni, koji su nitkovi, koji su najniži među ljudima, ja njih bacam u najniže oblike vrste života.
Attaining such repeated births, they gradually sink down to the most abominable type of existence.
I pošto se stalno uzastopno rađaju i umiru, oni postepeno dostižu najodvratnije oblike života.
Thus they can never attain it.
I zbog toga me nikada ne mogu dostići.
So one wants to avoid Krishna.
Stoga onaj koji želi da izbjegne
Krishna,
Krishna mu pomaže.
Because they're in a condition where they can never, they don't have to be bothered with Krishna.
Baca ih u stanje u kojem nikada ih ne može ništa ticati sa Krishna.
No one's going door to door to bother the dogs and the cats to chant Hare Krishna.
Niko neće maltretirati, tjerati psa, mačku da pjeva Hare Krishna.
Krishna je prijatelj.
But Krishna is a friend of living entities.
That's why he does it. He doesn't want
to. Pa zato to je rad, želi im pomoć.
Prijatelj pomaže osta duhom napredu.
But a friend helps a person to spiritually advance.
That is the help.
Oh, Krishna is a friend, especially to his devotees.
Krishna je prijatelj posebno svojim baktama.
To those who ignore him, he ignores them.
Ali oni koji ignorišu njega, onda i on njih ignoriše.
He doesn't force himself on anyone.
Krishna ne prisiljava nikoga da njega spozna.
People have to voluntarily accept him.
Ljudi moraju dobrovoljno prihvatiti Krishna.
Otherwise, Krishna says, I'm neutral to them.
U suprotnom slučaju, Krishna kaže, ja sam prema njima neutralan.
Ye samaham samabhuteshu namedveshtosti napriha. I envy no one, neither am I partial to anyone.
Ja nikome ne zavidim, niti sam prema ikome pristrasan.
I'm equal to everyone.
Ja sam prema svima jednak.
But when anyone who renders service to me in devotion, I'm his friend and he's a friend to me.
Ali bilo ko uradi službu predano poštovanja za mene, ja sam njegov prijatelj i on je moj prijatelj.
Why
such a person doesn't have a benefit if he or she is chanting Mahamantra regardless of the level he or she is on?
Well, they get benefited if they go down to the lower species of life.
Pa dobivaju one dobrobit ako idu na niži nivo života.
If you chant offenselessly like the Maya bodies, then you become degraded.
Ako mantraš tako sa uvredama, onda kao što to rade Majavadi, onda se degradiraš.
Prabhupada gives the example of a barba, or there's an example of a barba.
Šla Prabhupada daje primjer brice, uvijek ima primjer brice.
In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he had a wife named Radha.
postao taj brijač, u 4. septembrici se priča o njemu, koji imao ženu koja se zvala Rada.
So whenever he heard the name of Radha, he remembered his lusty pastimes with his wife.
Kad god bi čuo ime Radha, on bi se sjećao svojih požudnih zabava sa svojom ženom.
Therefore he did not benefit from hearing the name of Radha.
Zbog toga on nije imao dobrobit kad bi čuo ime Radha.
So the Mayavadis don't actually chant the holy name.
Tako da Majavadi zapravo ne pjevaju sveti.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that they can chant the holy name.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je rekao da oni ne mogu mantrati sveto ime.
They chant something that appears something like the holy name, but it's not the holy name.
Oni mantraju nešto što se čini, što izgleda kao da je sveto ime, ali nije sveto ime.
When the Brahmin came to ask Chaitanya Mahaprabhu if he'd come to his house to meet with Prakashananda Saraswati and the other Brahmin and the other Mayavadi sannyasis.
Kada je ovaj jedan došao čovjek da pita Chaitanya Mahaprabhu da li će doći u njegovu kuću da se sretne sa Prakashananda Saraswatijem i sa ostalim Mayavadima.
Then he was saying the Brahmin said that they can chant names like Brahman and Paramatma, but they can't chant the name of Krishna. Why is that?
Brahmana je rekao, oni mantraju ime Brahman ili Paramatma, ali nikad ne mogu da mantraju ime Krishna. I zašto je to tako?
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is because they're offenders.
I Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je rekao, zato što su vređaoci.
Therefore they can't actually chant Krishna.
Zato što su vređaoci, ne mogu da stvarno pjevaju Hare Krishna.
Mene interesuje kada mi poslije recimo programa zatvaramo, prije zatvaranja oltara priđemo i nešto molimo svoje potrebe o Krišni.
I'm interested in when we come before the altar, before the altar is closed, and when we are praying for something personal to Krishna.
Da li i mi tada trebamo nešto ostaviti Krišni? Završeno pita.
Should we then leave something for Krishna?
You mean as a payment for?
Krishna
nije platu, nego vrstu ljubav. Eto, hvala što smo saslušali. U smislu cvijeta ili ne znam. Plata, jes.
Well, not really as a payment, but then as a thanks. Thank you for hearing me, or maybe a flower, or actually, yes, as a payment.
Well, see if it's worth it. The end of the day, add it up and see if you made any profit.
Na kraju dana onda možeš sabrati i vidjeti da li si išta zaradio.
Or else you can always come to take the flower back.
U suprotnom slučaju, ako nisi, uvijek možeš doći i uzeti cvijet nazad.
A što nije razumio pitanje? Znači, pitala sam, ako mi tražimo nešto od Krišne, da mu nešto ostavimo za uzvrat, a ne samo da tražimo i odemo.
I was asking if we plan to give something to Krishna, not just that we always ask something of Krishna and leave.
What can we give to Krishna? He has everything already.
Šta mi možemo dati Krišni? On inako ima sve već.
Krishna just wants to make some sincere offering to him.
Krishna samo želi da mi neku iskrenu ponudu njemu damo.
Ultimately wants us to give everything we have back to him, because to trade his.
Na posljedku, naravno, na kraju krajeva, mi želimo sve da damo Krishna, zato što to jest njegov sve.
He doesn't want just a little offering, he wants everything.
On ne želi samo neku malu ponudu, Krishna želi sve.
Krishna gida.
He's not so much interested what you gave him, he's interested what you're keeping back.
Krishnu ne interesira baš ono što ste mu dali, Krishnu interesira ono što krijemo iza leđa.
Ultimately, he wants to steal our heart.
Na kraju krajeva, on želi da ukrade naše srce.
Okay, you want to say something?